Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We have a weak national economy with unemployment approaching 10%, but we don't seem to take the obvious steps to improve the situation. In fact, we do the opposite. We have unnecessarily sparked a trade war with our neighbor to the south, Mexico. Mexico has imposed a 20% tariff on 26 previously duty-free products, including ketchup, cheese, fruits, vegetables, chocolate, and pork. Yes, pork. Mexico is our biggest pork market. Experience tells us that we will lose 80% of those markets to other countries now. There go the jobs. It's our fault. We ask for their retaliation because we have refused to live up to the terms of the North American Free Trade Agreement. The agreement specifies that Mexican trucking companies are allowed to haul freight into the United States, but for 15 years we have not allowed their trucks in. Why? Well, you ask that. I give all the credit to the Teamsters and James Hoffa and a powerful list of members of Congress that are bought and paid for by the union. And the Congress wonders why they are held in such low esteem. President Bush began to implement the free trade agreement in 2007 only to have President Obama slam the door when he came to town. If we aren't going to live up to the trade agreements that we negotiate, who's going to want to deal with us anyway? President Calderon put the issue on the table when he met with President Obama in May. Did we do anything? No. Now the dispute escalates. President Obama said that he wanted to double our trade exports in 5 years. Well, where is a plan to do that? We aren't doing anything, and other countries are taking our markets away from us. We're just not fixing our trade problems and seeking opportunities, as we should. Earlier this year, instead of fixing a cotton program dispute with Brazil, we just bought them off by giving them $147 million not to retaliate against us. I hope, with the obvious need to create jobs, that the president will become much more proactive in dealing with our trade issues. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.